Today we celebrate Mission Sunday, and the theme for this year's Mission Sunday is Together in Faith. It is beautifully illustrated in today's Gospel, where people of faith together brought a paralytic to Jesus. Now the paralytic couldn't walk, so he was depending on others to bring him to Jesus. And the other people must have met Jesus already, because they knew if they could bring this paralytic to Jesus, he would heal him and cure him. So they were people of faith. And Jesus, seeing their faith, the faith of those who brought him, said to the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven you. Courage, my son." Some people began to murmur, and he said, "Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, get up and walk?" And he said to the paralytic, "Get up, take your bed and walk." He did. And of course the people around, seeing the poor paralytic in the bed getting up and walking, they were full of awe that God had given such great power to men. How can we concretize this story of Jesus this morning, this gospel, this good news? Who is that paralytic? Who are the people of faith? We come here to Mass as we have come this morning, and we come here bringing with us, sometimes physically, a person who needs to meet Jesus. But most times, we bring with us in our hearts and in our minds people who have died, people who are alive, people whom we need to recommend to Jesus. And if we have met Jesus ourselves and if we have been healed by him, then we will do all in our power to bring others to be healed. He was a paralytic because he couldn't walk, but that was only the external thing. His sins held him down. His sins were binding him. How often do we find our sins binding us? And we need to hear those words in confession, in the sacrament of reconciliation, "Your sins are forgiven you." What a feeling of relief, of freedom, and we can continue walking with Jesus through life. So together in faith, we are bringing and we need to bring others to Jesus. And in the wider context today, the mission of the church and the whole world, we can help that too by praying for those who are on mission, by praying for those who are touched in some way by the good news of the Lord. And we can help them in our collections, we can help them economically, because the collection taken up in all churches today goes towards helping the church in need in different places. So together in faith, may we have the courage to bring others to Jesus. And now together, we're going to pray the Creed.